Next application is case number 11-851. The application of James P. Shugart, who seeks a variance from the side yard setback, referencing section 115-42B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the southeast side of Canvas Back Road, approximately 620 feet northeast of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 36984 Canvas Back Road, Subdeville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map ID is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 407. This application was for a 3.5-foot variance from the 10-foot required setback for a proposing a 6.5-foot setback for a roof over an existing deck, thereby creating a enclosure and requiring the standard 10-foot setback. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mayor return on this application.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James D. Shugart III, 36984 Canvas Back Road, Shelbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jim Shugart. I live at 36984 Canvas Back Road with my wife and two sons. In 2013, I built a two-story house on this home, on this property in Swan Keys. In 2014, we decided that we moved in and lived in that property. While the house was being built, came before the board and received a variance of 3.5 feet in the 10-foot setback area to put a small porch over the first floor door entrance to the property. This was approved and it was built. Now I'm requesting a similar porch, same design, same material, done by the same builder for the second floor entrance to the property. This would make that property a lot safer during the winter months, especially due to snow and rain and so forth. It also would add to the appearance of the property, which is a lovely home. The neighborhoods, I've talked to the neighbors in the area. No one has any objection to it. In fact, they agree with me that first of all, they didn't even think I needed a variance. And when I came to the office up here, I almost walked out with a permit before someone stopped us and said, did you need a variance? So I'm here today just requesting a variance to build the same porch on the second floor as the same entrance is on the first floor.
Okay. All right, sir, let's see if we'll have any questions. Mr. Workman.
So that's just over your decks.
Pardon, sir?
Over your decks, the two decks, that's all you're putting?
Yes, we have steps going up to the first landing, and then steps goes up to the second landing. Second landing is only like about 4 feet, and it's three and a half feet wide. Yeah. The house sets 10.5 from the 10-foot setback. So this setback that I'm requesting is only 3.5 feet, and it really is a cover area like I have on the first floor.
So you can go inside the building?
Yes, sir. That's so you can enter that second floor.
Both decks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, no other questions.
All right, thank you. Mr. Beckman?
You see, if I understand this right, when you first put on the deck, correct? The lower floor?
Yes. It's not a deck. It really is just stairwells that go up, okay. And then there's a landing there, and then it goes up to the second floor and a landing there.
So if you didn't enclose it, you could encroach 5 feet, but you enclosed it, so you had to get a variance. Is that correct?
I believe you were the one pointing it out, sir.
Okay. And so now you want to go up to the second floor.
Do the same thing.
The rules apply there also.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
And you said for safety?
Yes. The accumulation of snow, rain, wet,
sure.
And so forth, it could be a little slippery, and a porch over it would definitely enhance it. Also would save a little energy too, because it would restrict the heat and so forth, the coolness that comes into the property. So I'll save a little money as far as the electricity goes too.
Is that your only entrance into this residence?
Those two entrances.
Those two entrances?
Unless you go through the garage, sir.
Okay. All right. No other questions, Mr.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
So the two entrances have been there since you had the since you built the home?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Are you building anything on the over the one in the rear too?
On the first floor?
Looking at your survey, and you've got, it looks like two decks on the side and one in the rear.
Yes, I have a deck in the rear, and when we do this prop, when we get the permits to do this, we're going to get a permit to over put a cover over
so
that.
So you're going to have it for all of them?
Yes, but that's inside of the...
Yeah, I understand
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm going to do sure. Both of them at one time, sir.
I take it you're not enclosing these at all. You're just putting a...
No, just a roof over the top of them.
That's it.
That's inside your envelope. Right?
I think one of the gentlemen asked me if that was the only two entrances. There is a third one in the rear of the house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And you said your neighbors were okay with this one, right?
Yes, sir. Talk to all of them. Everybody's fine with it, sir.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,851. The applicant certainly has been candid in telling us exactly what he needs the coverage of the second floor steps leading up to the second floor. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is a 40-foot wide lot and having to have 10-foot setbacks based on the 40-foot lot. The can otherwise be developed. I believe that the gentleman could not get entrance. That's where his two entrances are, and he has one in the rear, but I believe that he needs those entrances on the side so that it wouldn't be able to be developed other than getting the safety factor taken care of. Not created by the applicant. I believe, again, the weather situation that he's testified to after bad weather experiences is a necessity for him to enclose this entrance in there. And of course it will not alter essential character of the neighborhood and all places that are down there, or most of them are entrances from the sides. Okay. And I believe the minimum variance that the for the application of the ordinance is being affected. Okay.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. A motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,851. All those in favor of the motion?
52. Did you say 51 or 2?
51.
Okay.
51,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Workman, that's favor?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Oh, for all the reasons I stated.
Okay.
I was wondering where we were going there.
Huh?
I was wondering where we were going there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay. And I, you got me all confused. And I'm, for the previous reason been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,851 is approved.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Did I say 52 earlier?
No.
Oh, I think I will.
I thought I heard you say 52.
Oh, I'm terrible.